Hey. So, you doing okay in here? Like, feeling any different? Not so much, huh? Well, give it some time. It's gonna get better now. I mean, for you. For us. I promise. Hey, what you looking at? Yeah, the view's nice, I guess. You can see the skyline and sunset and the city below and oh. You're watching the people. You don't really miss the people, do you? I mean, people are just like people, you know? The same as always. Just a different breed of bloodsucker. You're not missing anything. Trust me. You're not actually thinking of trying the window route, are you? Because you could get all sloshed on vamp blood, the drop would still, you know. Okay, good. I was just, And I'm just now realizing the windows are probably warded too, anyway. I should really ask her about that. Look, I know this blows so hard right now. But I'm sure she's gonna let you out every now and then once she knows she can trust you. I mean, she can trust you, right? And then maybe we can go out together. Maybe you'll remember that people fucking suck, and then you're better off here with us. I mean, it's not like you have anyone waiting for you down there. Oh, sorry. I just meant... Actually, I had something I wanted to talk to you about. It's... We got off to a rough start, you know? But I've been thinking, and... Yes. Shocking. She thinks. Ha ha. You don't have to look so surprised. Please, just hear me out. Okay? It's like, you know when you get the green curry instead of the red because you think it's the mild and safe one? But then it turns out you had it all backwards. And then suddenly, nothing makes sense. The whole world is upside down. You have no idea what you want anymore, and... And, well, I've been thinking. So I got my head on straight now. I think. So I guess what I'm saying is... You want to kiss and make up? No, really. You don't have to look so surprised. It's just like... None of this happened like I wanted it to, and I let it get to me. So I just wanted to say that... I'm sorry. For, everything. No, you don't get it. I do have to. I don't want things to be like that. I keep coming back to the night we met. I keep wondering what could have been without all of... if things hadn't gone down the way they did. So can't we just start over? And just go back to that night and pretend the last month never happened? You wanted me then. And that hasn't changed, has it? I remember those looks across the dance floor. I remember your breath choked in your throat when I touched you. And the way your body gave in to me. And the way your eyes lit up the night. And the shiver in your lip before we kissed. And your scent was irresistible. I keep coming back to it. You were a fish in that night. But as fine as you look in that nighty right now, I'd like to see you out of it. But you're shaking. You're not scared of me, are you? Please, I don't want you to be. I don't want to hurt you anymore. So please. See? This is nice, isn't it? Isn't this what you want? Straddle my leg. Come on. There you are. There. Tonight, You're in charge. I'm yours. Yours to use. So use me. Doesn't that feel good? Rubbing yourself on my thigh. Your pussy's so wet for me. You're making a mess. But you can have me. You can do anything to me. You can... Oh! Well, there goes my top. So pushy now. You like what you see? Oh, you do. Oh, don't you worry, greedy girl. It's all for you. My lips. My tits. My body. All yours. The moxie. Look at you. I was right. Had you pegged right from the start. You wouldn't know danger if it bit you in the neck. Or maybe you just don't care. You're the kind of girl who'll do anything to get yourself off. All you need to be happy is someone to grind on. Like a bitch in heat. You really are just a little whore. Aww. She thinks she's the top now. Cute. But that's okay. As long as you know you're on top only because I let you. And don't think you can... Wait. You don't have to...
That's good.
Whatever. Don't be so smug.
See? Anything you can do, I can do better. I mean, you couldn't even finish yourself. What a shame. Help you with that. You really are a hungry, hungry girl. I can feel your need. Your desperation. If I give you a finger, will you take the whole hand? I wonder. You're taking it so well for me. The way you cling to my fingers, so starved for touch. Don't deny it. This is why you're here. A greedy, needy little slut is all you are. Don't try to fight me now. I'm only giving you what you want. Besides, you didn't forget, did you? If I wanted to, I could toss you around like... like a doll. You're lucky I got all that pent-up violence out of my system. Then again, I don't want to hurt you. Unless you want me to. See, I know how she gets in your head. How she drives you mad. You're a thrill seeker. You love the danger. I know, because I had to listen to your moans and your whimpers and your screams over and over and over again. What was it she called you? Princess. You are so easy. It's pathetic. It's fun. I can see why she's so smitten with you. Let's see, you little sensory glutton. I didn't bring my knives with me. Would that have made this more exciting for you? But I don't need one. fingers wrapped around your neck might as well be a knife to your throat. So take a deep breath and hold. Hold and listen. I want you to really listen. Can you feel your brain starving for oxygen? Ignore it. You don't need it. You're a creature of instinct, driven by your basest needs, and that makes you easy prey for whatever stalks the night. Easy prey for me. Breathe. But here's my secret. I wanted you to. And now it's my turn. Deep breath and hold. You were my dream, and you were my worst nightmare. I wanted you, and I hated you, and I wanted you so much. And if I had fangs, maybe sunk in your throat already. Like a black widow devouring her mate. But we're not finished yet, are we? I can tell how close you are. But I want something from you before I give you what you need. Breathe. I want you to forgive me. Yes, you heard me. Forgive me, and I make you come. No squirming. Hip still. I set the pace now. You get what I give you. And you're gonna take it. Just give me what I want. Let's start over. Thank you. Thank you. You can come. Come for me. Come for me. Needy girl. Come for me. There you go. There you go. Good girl. Thank you. See? I told you I'd do it better. Mistress?
Bravo. Quite a show you've put on. A scene most libertine. The enamored audience clamors for an encore.
What? You have got to stop sneaking up on people. How long have you been there?
Oh, from the first. I simply sought to ensure both my soubrettes survived to see the end of the act. And you, You were merely too absorbed in your amorous escapade to note. But look what you've done to me. To light upon these throes of twofold passion. It rather makes even me envious. You've roused this reposed heart of mine, my breast bereft of breath. You've stirred this surfeit desire, and this appetite, this ache deep within. It demands to be sated.
Uh-oh. They think we're in trouble. Unless... Oh, but maybe I can still save myself. Mistress, I have caught the doll planning her escape.
Is that so?
That's so-so. She was plotting, scheming.
Was she now? Oh, but the lady doth protest too much, methinks.
She does. She's been bad.
Now what am I to do with this wicked, wanton tongue of yours?
You should put it to better use.
And so I will. Show me what it can do, doll.
Think I'll have a taste of her myself.
No, pet. I have need of you. Come here.
Thank you, mistress. Thank you.
I'll let it slide. This time. Try to behave yourself, doll. But it does make me so happy to see you together like this. And truly. You'll be inseparable yet. My sweet girls, my treasures. Good night.
Hey, you.
You look like someone who just got fucked, and then fucked again. Can't get any privacy in this place, though, apparently. The bite? Yeah, it hurt, but, like, it's good kind of hurt, you know? It's
exciting. It reminds me that I'm not as fragile as I sometimes think. But more than that, it makes me feel seen, wanted, needed.
Why am I explaining this to you, of all people? You know exactly what I'm talking about, you little freak.
So, okay, like I was saying, I've been thinking and... Stop that! I'm dead serious.
Are you done? Get it all out?
Well, what can I say? Crazy is my superpower. For what it's worth, I am sorry. I just felt so trapped, just watching everything I ever wanted washed away like a fucking sandcastle. But finding out that the blood bond is broken, knowing that every decision I thought I made under her thrall was my own, the people I hurt, it changes everything. You know, it means that she didn't choose you. I did. I did it of my own free will, even if I didn't know it at the time. And you turning out to be a match for her? Happy accidents, I guess, like the guy with the hair says. So I'm thinking, maybe I can learn to share. If it's with you. And besides, I'm pretty sure I'm still her favorite anyway.